This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later in the show, we'll hear about Treasures of Our Military Past, the new exhibit at the Cincinnati Museum Center, and we'll get a look at the Cincinnati Fringe Festival, which is now in its 12th year. First up, it's difficult to remember and it's hard to imagine now. The first taste of Cincinnati was in 1979. It lasted one day. It attracted 5,000 people. And today, the nation's longest-running culinary arts festival is 3 days long. It brings an estimated 500,000 people downtown to experience the food, drink, and entertainment of Cincinnati. Joining us for a rundown on this weekend's Taste of Cincinnati are Rich Wahlberg, Communications Director with the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber, comedian Josh Sneed, who is coordinator for Taste of Cincinnati's Taste of Comedy, and Chuck Huckabee from Market Street Grill, who's a 2015 multiple Best of Taste winner. And you can join our conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Good to see everybody this afternoon.
Good to be here, Mark. Thank
Hello.
You.
Hello. Thank you.
Rich, you know, it really is hard to believe this is going to be the 37th year for Taste of Cincinnati. That's incredible.
When you said that, you know, I've been writing all these press releases about 37 years, and then when you brought it up, I was like, wow, 1979. that was the year I realized the Reds weren't going to be great every year. You know, I was 12 years old, something like that. So, yeah, it's been around quite a while.
Yeah, that was the age of awakening for me, too, with the Reds. So, where did the idea for Taste of Cincinnati come from?
Well, it was the downtown council a long, long time ago and a long time before I was part of the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber and downtown council. Just decided, you know, they needed festivals to have more celebration of the city as far as making sure people know this is a great place to work, live, and play. That was the play part of it. And so they created, like you said, a one-day festival. And it's hard to imagine now, you know, 550,000 people come to the event every year. Imagine that all on one day.
Yeah, from 5,000 to over 500,000. Mm-hmm. That's just amazing. And that first taste was held in Pyatt Park, right? Which they called mm-hmm. it Garfield Place at the time.
Right. And then eventually it moved and grew and moved to Central Parkway. And now at its home on Fifth Street.
Okay, but Central Park, I think 1988, and that's also in 1988 when it went to 3 days as well, if
yeah,
I remember right.
As far as I can recollect, yes.
Why did it move to the present location? What made that so attractive?
A lot of what is attractive about Fifth Street, and there has been some talk lately about moving it to the banks, and what has made it very attractive as far as Fifth Street, and just so you know, we're not opposed to the banks, but right now we don't feel that the banks are ready for Taste of Cincinnati. What's great about Fifth Street is we have half of a mile as that we can put as many restaurants and beer and wine vendors as possible, as long as entertainment bands and comedians along that half a mile. We have access to some side streets, and we also have what's behind, what we call behind the street. So we have the Federal Reserve Garden. We have Fountain Square, which is a huge place to put extra bodies. We have what used to be the Chiquita Center, that area. We have the P&G Garden. So it's what's behind as well where bodies can move to. And right now we don't have that at the banks. So that's why we're very, very happy on Fifth Street.
Chuck, you've been involved with Taste of Cincinnati since 2007. Is that what you
2007.
Wow.
I've been involved with Taste of Cincinnati.
That is great. What do you like best about being part of this whole festival?
Well, what we like best about being part of it, you get to show your talent, your skills, and a lot of food. A lot of eating, a lot of food. So you get to enjoy yourself the whole event while you're down there.
That's the best part of it. What kind of food does Market Street Grill bring to this event?
Well, we bring in this year our spicy chicken wrap, which is one first place. Also, another first place is our creme brulee. That's a first place winner. And our black and blue tuna salad is the third place winner. And we also, our signature dish is like jambalaya chicken, which didn't
do it.
Ooh,
it all sounds good, too.
Yeah.
So how much preparation do you do to get ready for Taste of Cincinnati?
All week long.
Okay.
It's like we got a 12-hour shift. Every day we're cooking. Even right now we're cooking. Tonight we're going to cook.
Mark,
tomorrow morning we're going to cook.
Sorry about that. You'd be amazed at how many of the restaurateurs that are going to be there this weekend, that we have plenty of interview opportunities this week. So I'm trying to find folks like Chuck that will come do these interviews. And they're like, well, we'd love to, but Taste of Cincinnati is
we're
this
so busy.
Weekend. So, yeah, it's a very busy week, not only for the chamber, but for all the vendors as well.
And then you're like, well, the comedian doesn't have anything to do.
You comedians just have life too easy. I mean, there's no hard work involved
That's
in
right.
that all, is there?
That's right. Just ask my wife or my mom or my friends. I don't don't have a real job. I haven't had a real job in 14 years.
Well, you're involved in Taste of Comedy. So tell us about that.
Well, you know, I developed a good relationship with the Chamber through the Brouhaha Comedy Festival, which is an awesome event every August down at Sawyer Point. And about 5 years ago, Lori Salzarulo said, hey, we're thinking about adding comedians to the lineup at Taste of Cincinnati. And would you like to help us with that? And of course, I jumped on the chance to do that. You know, I'm very proud Cincinnatian, and I'm very proud of the comedy scene here. And I've always been, you know, an advocate of trying to get people out to the comedy clubs. So, you know, I headlined the first year, and I also emceed. And that's kind of been the format ever since. We have whoever's headlining MC it and keep it on pace. And we sort of try to build the show from, you know, some of the newer comics up to, you know, national touring headliners with credits who are from here that a lot of people may not know are from here.
So how does comedy go over as part of the whole mix with the food and the drink and everything
now
else?
Yeah. Or then?
Now.
Now it's great. Yeah. When we first started doing it, we had it in the bus terminal on 5th Street in between where the Metro buses pulled in and the Federal Building. So it was a very long venue per se from the stage looking out into the crowd, but there was no intimacy. The sound just kind of went straight up. As a comic, you never knew how well you were doing.
You know, you were just bad.
Yeah. So now it's been moved to right underneath, not the Chiquita Center, but what's the building across the street? I'm drawing a blank right now.
The Federal Reserve is across the street. Oh,
Catty Corner from the Procter & Gamble Gardens and across the street from the Taft.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of the building, and it's going to bug me because I used to work at P&G. But whatever that is,
I'm going to look at
it. They've pushed the stage kind of underneath there and sort of created a little bit of a ceiling to it to kind of keep the laughs and the sound in, because it's obviously very noisy down there. And since we've done that, it's been fantastic. The crowds, you have to want to be there, which is a huge part of any successful comedy show. And it's been very well received, and I think it's fantastic, and it's awesome.
Who are the comedians who are taking part this year? Who are some of them?
Jeff Tate, who is a local guy. He's been on Comedy Central and The Late Late Show. We also have John Evans, who's a favorite of the Bob and Tom Show, and also has Comedy Central credits and Last Comic Standing. And then a slew of a very funny local talent that all of us used to take out on the road and open for us because they've worked their way up the ladder, so to speak. So it's all good comics. We try to keep it as PG-13 as possible. That's what we stress. But sometimes the drinking audience dictates otherwise. But
the show does start at 9:30. So
yeah,
you're pretty safe.
So, but it, like I said, it's been very well received. I think the new venue down there has helped out a lot, and something I look forward to every year for sure.
Chuck, do you get all your employees involved in doing this? Or
you get employees, you get friends, you get family, you get everybody hands on.
Anybody
that
you can.
Even that not might not be enough.
So this is going to be a very, very busy weekend.
It's going to be
you.
Very, very, very busy. it's going to be everybody needed.
When I was 16, my aunt was the secretary for the Bernstein family, and they needed people to work the Crockett's riverboat booth. So
yeah.
I went down there, and it was a absolute torrential downpour, and I have never been so dirty in my entire life as I was trying to load deep fryers up onto a truck on the last day of the festival in pouring rain. It was I'll never forget that.
Well, you got to hope for good weather too. It looks like we got good weather coming.
That's good. Rich, how many restaurants are involved in this?
We have close to 70 this year if you include the Cisco Taste Experience restaurant. So close to 50 are there full time, and then there's an area called the Cisco Taste Experience, which is restaurants that don't have necessarily the manpower or the food to be there all weekend, so they can do 3-hour shifts, and that'll be on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend.
And where's the Taste Experience located?
The Taste Experience, I'm glad you asked, is and by the way, Josh, you'll be at 5th and Sycamore, okay. And Taste Experience is at Sycamore and Broadway, on 5th Street between Sycamore and Broadway.
Now, there are also food trucks involved in this.
Yeah. We have the West 6th Food Truck Alley, and that is actually just off 5th Street, not on West 6th. But, we have 10 food trucks, one of them new this year, so always trying to freshen things up. And by the way, as far as the restaurants go, one out of five of the restaurants are brand new to taste this year. So trying to freshen things up. But, yeah, the food trucks we started a few years back, and it's been a big success. And it's really cool, that alley, when you're able to walk back through there. If you go at nighttime, especially, the lights, it makes it look like maybe you've stepped into New York City for a moment. So.
It is cool. Very cool. That's that's where our T-shirt booth was the last time we had one, was down by the food trucks.
Yeah, and that's by P&G Gardens.
Rich, you're talking about that always trying to keep Taste of Cincinnati fresh and new. What are some of the other new things that you're doing this year?
Well, we're lucky to have a great partnership with Budweiser, and Budweiser is bringing two very cool events to Taste of Cincinnati this year. We have the Bud and Burgers Championship Tour, and I like
that
to think
that sounds good.
Yeah,
we need to enter that.
And they're Budweiser's message is that burgers taste great with Budweiser, so they have brought in the Bud and Burgers Championship Tour to what I like to call soon to be TV chefs are going to compete, and all weekend long, if you're going to Taste of Cincinnati, stop by the booth so you can vote on which burger you like best, and then you'll also be able to see what that tastes like with a Budweiser. And so whoever wins at the Cincinnati Bud and Burgers Tour Championship will move on to the finals in St. Louis. And that person, whoever wins that, will receive $100,000 to further their culinary career. And they will also be on an Esquire cable network show, which tentatively is called United States of Burgers. Hmm. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. The other thing Budweiser is bringing is basically a virtual brewery tour that has five stages along the way. I'm looking forward to going through it this weekend. I have not gone through it yet, but I'm told that it actually has the smells of the brewery as you go through each step as well. And it ends just like any good brewery tour with a sampling opportunity. So at least at the end, you get your reward of an ice cold Budweiser.
You just made me think of something. Go to Taste of Cincinnati and just take deep breaths. Just keep walking around and just breathing as deeply as you can and enjoy the smells. Right?
The smells are great. Obviously, the tastes are great. It's a great place to people watch. It's just a fun family event. Has been for a long time.
Now, this one's got me intrigued because before Taste starts on Saturday, you've got the Go Vibrant Veggie races that are coming up on Friday. What is that?
This Friday at noon on Fountain Square, we have teams of media folks, and they will be on Fountain Square. Do you remember the Pinewood Derby Scouts?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, rather than making your car out of blocks of wood, you get four wheels and then a box of vegetables. And the folks from Go Vibrant have provided these vegetables, and you create your race car. And race it against against other media teams, and you know, may the best vegetable win.
I've got to see that.
Yeah, please come down.
And of course, on Monday, with it being Memorial Day, you'll be saluting veterans at Taste, right?
Yes, we have the Honor Guard every year, and any veteran that is at Taste can get a free Coca-Cola. So
give me a rundown of the hours again, Rich.
It starts at 11 o'clock this Saturday.
Okay.
If you want to do the veggie races, that's Friday at noon on Fountain Square.
Right.
The rest of it opens Saturday at 11 o'clock. It's open all day till about midnight. Same for Sunday, 11 to midnight. And Monday, it is 11 until 9 p.m.
And you can find a link to more information about Taste of Cincinnati at WVXU.org. And Josh and Chuck and Rich, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Rich Wahlberg is Communications Director with the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber, comedian Josh Sneed, who is coordinator for Taste of Cincinnati's Taste of Comedy, and Chuck Huckabee from Market Street Grill, a 2015 Multiple Best of Taste winner.